The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot of things happening in the sports world. Most notably, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. And yes, the NBA Finals. LeBron James trying to have a Herculean effort. Saw him run out of gas. Saw Matthew Dellavedova run out of gas. Does David Blatt need to lengthen that bench a little bit? Absolutely, he needs to lengthen that bench a little bit. The depth of Golden State Warriors really paying dividends. Starting to wear those Cleveland Cavaliers out. And then you got baseball happening, man. Oh, man. Lots of things going on in baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays have won 10 in a row. And yes, Fred Wallen is with us, and his Los Angeles Dodgers are still atop the National League West. Fred, speaking of which, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm fine. Of course, they're not really playing because it's not on TV. So if it's not on TV, they're really not playing. So the season hadn't started for the Dodgers yet.
Well, you know what? We got our own problems here in Phoenix when you think about the Coyotes and what's going on there in Glendale. So it's not all about just your pain and misery all the time there in L.A. We got some pain and misery going on here in Phoenix as well. You know, it could hurt the economy. It could hurt those people in Glendale because, obviously, a lot of money comes into them. So not a good situation, to say the least, but we're going to make the best of the situation here. We got about 55 minutes or so to continue talking sports. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and hopefully you. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all want our lawns to be lush and green, but in many places, water is in short supply. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about watering without wasting right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
No matter how you water your lawn and gardens, it's important not to waste this valuable resource. Whether you control the sprinklers manually or you have a timer, be sure they run just long enough to dampen the area. If you have water running off the lawn, you're running them too long. Time of day is also important. Watering at night can promote disease because the leaves of the plants stay soaked overnight. If you water at midday, most of the water evaporates before it does any good. So the ideal time is early in the morning before the temperatures start to rise. The adjustment of sprinklers is also important so that you're watering the lawn instead of the street. So check the pattern of any in-ground sprinkler heads that you may have. If you use movable sprinklers, take note of the positions in the yard where they are the most accurate. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got a couple guys with me today, as always. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Always whining about those Dodgers. No matter what. Rightfully so, you can't watch him. I feel his pain. And then we got Jeff Rich, who never complains about anything. He loves it here in Phoenix, Arizona, whether it's 110 or whether it's 65. You know, it's the best spot in the world, if you ask me. I love it, too. But and I don't complain that much either. Every now and then I have a few things to complain about, but usually sports-related. And we're going to go out to the phones. We got a few callers, so we want to keep them rolling. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get to Dave first, and then we'll get to Chris second. Dave, you're up. You got Dorf, you got Fred Wallen, you got Jeff Rich, and now you. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Well, you know, we got lucky, Andy. It's the middle of June, and now we're hitting into the dog days of summer.
I agree. 110 all week or higher. So, you know what? Get ready. Buckle up, as they say. And, you know, like Terrell Owens said, get your popcorn because it's going to be pretty hot out there all summer long now.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate for the Coyotes that we have to go through this again. You know, going back to when they originally were going to build the arena at the old Los Arcos site where Skysong is now for ASU.
Yep.
The money's on the east side. It's not on the west side. That's why hockey's not going to ever take place over there.
It's a good point, you know.
Well, it is taking place.
Well, but hold on.
Hockey
he's
is
got a great. No, Dave, you have a great point. That location right here, almost in my backyard, would have been a much better spot. Like Dave said, there's more money. Let's be honest, Jeff. There's more money in Scottsdale or more disposable income, let's say, for people here in Scottsdale versus Glendale. So I agree. That would have been a great spot. The guy that owned that property was a jerk and didn't want to let them use it for that. So ultimately, They lost out there. That would have been an excellent location, if you ask me. Great point, Dave.
And let me familiarize everybody listening out there, if you're not familiar with the Phoenix area. This Los Arcos is on the south end of Scottsdale, right between the main campus at Arizona State University and Old Town Scottsdale, which is really the social hub for this entire Phoenix metro area. So you had a lot of young people. You had a lot of money on that side of town. Not that it doesn't exist in Glendale, but the money gets spent on the east side of town, and that Los Arcos area would have been a great place to put the arena. But I feel that ship has sailed since there's a building there now.
Yeah, and you know, ultimately, let's face it, downtown probably would have been a good spot too, but they didn't like the deal there that they had, you know, with the Phoenix Suns. So then they gave them their own spot. But look,
well, the problem, Andy,
go ahead.
The problem with the Suns arena was that there was a lot of the arena was originally.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Basketball.
Absolutely.
So there was a lot of sidelines there that were obscured, that you couldn't see part of the rink when they were playing there.
Agree 100%. The building wasn't made for hockey. We agree on that. However, the location was good because it was more central. You know, people could get there easier than they could to go to Glendale. If I want to go to Glendale and watch a game, I got to give myself 45 minutes to get there. You know, and then with traffic and everything, you're really probably looking at an hour and 15 minutes. And we're talking like people from L.A. now, which is disgusting, to be honest with you. And it makes me sick in the first place. But the truth of the matter is we like convenience. And it's not convenient for a guy like myself who lives in Scottsdale to go and drive out to Glendale and take 45 minutes to an hour and a half to do it. It's just not – it's not what I want to do with a night, with a weeknight, with a weekend, whatever. It's not what I want to do, fellas.
Well, you're right. I used to have season tickets to the Cardinals. I had them when they were at ASU, and then I had them for the first 2 years when they went over to Glendale. But it got to the point where it was a 100-mile round trip from Mesa out there to Glendale, and, you know, I was giving tickets out to brothers and brother-in-laws. So I was, like, going to, like, four or five games a year. And now with the advent of, you know, big-screen TVs and HD TV, it's just easier for me to just watch the game on TV than to drive all the way out there and go to that.
Amen, brother. I am with you. So we agree upon that.
Yes, 100%. But like I said, getting back to the Coyotes, I've only been to like two games out there at the arena. I love going to Coyotes games. There's a lot of girls that go to the games and stuff like that. And the action, I love going to it. But the problem is for me, it's just too far to go in the travel distance.
Hey, we're on the same page, and that's ultimately, man, they blew it. It should have been in Scottsdale, or they should have figured out a way to make it work downtown, if
well,
you ask
Andy,
me.
Andy, it's funny because I heard one of the owners on another station, we won't mention the knucklehead's name, but anyways, he brought up an interesting fact to the point to where here the Stanley Cup's about to wrap up here. Obviously, Blackhawks are probably going to win, but you know, the Coyotes are in the process of trying to get season ticket holders re-signed, also trying to get free agents to come. Who wants to come here when the whole thing's up in turmoil?
No, it's a great point, and I don't know if you heard Doner talk all week long. I heard him on, you know, stations. I heard him on TV. He's disappointed, and you know what? I got his back. I agree with him 100%. He's put his heart and soul out there for this organization for as long as we can remember, and you know what? He's had very, very little security with what's going on here in Phoenix, and as a pro athlete, look, it's a business. I get it. I understand. But you do want some sort of security. And there's been very little security. Yeah, they've had a job. Yeah, it's all worked out here and there. But the fact of not knowing from year to year has got to be tough on the athletes. It's got to be tough for them to bring people in, like you said. And obviously, selling tickets. Now, who wants to buy tickets if to put money out there that you know, may wind up coming back in your pocket? And a lot of people don't have that money to throw out in the first place, and they're trying to get people to buy tickets, doesn't make a lot of sense. So terrible timing, and ultimately it's like they're going to lose out twice if you ask me here. But we'll see how it all shakes out. I have a weird feeling that, you know, like year in and year out, it's come through. It'll come through, but it's like Jeff said, this is kind of like more about a tug of war than anything that's going on here.
Well, let's just hope they just move back down to downtown Phoenix. You know, people like me out here in Mesa, I can just jump on the light rail, one train ride right on down to the arena, and let's just hope they end up back in downtown Phoenix.
That to me would make the most sense. Dave, appreciate the call, man. Have a great day.
All right,
anything
guys, have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a great day. Have a great day, man. Fred, I don't know if you know about what's going on here, but it's obviously not a pretty situation with what's going on with the Coyotes once again.
Well, I think he made a good point. I mean, with the HD TVs, it's more fun to watch it on TV rather than drive, as you said, at 45 to an hour and 15 minutes, I think.
See, I don't even think that's the case with hockey. I think hockey is absolutely one of those sports where if you can't get into the games, if you can't literally go to the games, it's tough to get into the sport just watching the games on TV. I don't think TV translates the game of hockey like it does for the game of football and basketball, for that matter.
Look, there's a different feel when you go to any game. Let's be honest. You know, you're right there. You're in the heat of the battle. You're right next to it. It's definitely a different feel. I think what Dave was meaning is it's easier. You know, I mean, you have the ability to flip channels and watch several different things versus being caught at one spot, you know? So, I mean, look, it's about convenience. I want to sit here and watch 10 games versus being stuck at, you know, the Cardinals game, or being stuck at the Coyotes game, or being stuck at the Diamondbacks game, when I can sit here and watch 10 different games, including those games. So, again, it's more about convenience to me than anything. And it's convenient to sit on your couch and watch 5 different games versus being at a game where you have to watch one game. Yes or no, Fred?
No, I agree with you 100%. I think it's the modern age of sports, and I think people have to realize it. That's why the Dodgers making a major mistake in not televising.
Hey, we got a caller, and I appreciate you hanging tight for us, Chris. So we'll get right to you on the other side. You're the first one up, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're both in beautiful, hot Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. We're going to go out to the phones, fellas. We'll hook up with Chris. Chris, what's on your mind? You know the cast of characters. What's on your mind today, man? Have we got Chris? Maybe we don't have Chris. I don't know. We'll see. Fellas, I want to get into some things with you. So, oh, Chris, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's going on, brother?
Well, I'm just curious if you've been following the Diamondbacks pitching the last two games. Back-to-back no-hitters through six innings. Unfortunately, Chase Anderson ricocheted off his leg from a Buster Posey ring-a-ding single, and then he walked, and then he got sloppy, and we pulled him out. And then yesterday, guy who makes his major league debut, Alan Webster, comes up, no-hitter through six. Pretty good pitching, two wins for the D-backs over a division rival.
Look, we've said it all year long. First and foremost, the D-backs, to me, are overachieving. You didn't even mention Goldie. The guy's absolutely shredding things. Guy's playing phenomenal. Maybe the best first baseman in baseball. You and I have talked about that a little bit. But truthfully, truth be told, at 29-32, this team is doing much better than people probably would have thought. And they do have a lot of young and up-and-coming talent. I mean, Fred, you have to give the Diamondbacks a little bit of credit. They do have a lot of up-and-coming talent.
No, I agree. I think the managerial change made a difference, too. I think Gibson was getting a little bit old there already. And Chip Hale, I think, has done a fine job. And again, I mean, nobody's going to dominate this division. There's little question about that. The Dodgers have two very good pitchers. And then they've got pitchers who are pitching better than a lot of people thought they would, but we're not sure about how deep that pitching is without Ryu. So, I mean, the Dodgers aren't going to dominate. The Giants aren't going to dominate. San Diego's got talent, but not going to dominate. So, I mean, it's still wide open. Anybody could win that division. And, you know, you could win with, 86 wins. So it's 29 and wins right now, more, probably five more than most people expected from the Diamondbacks at this point of the season.
Hey, Jeff, Chris, I need to add on here. What do you think of, Chip Hale and Diamondbacks moving their opening day starter, Josh Colmender, out to the bullpen?
It was a good move. He was getting rocked his last couple outings. So, and if Alan Webster can keep pitching like he is, I think we keep him in the rotation. And then you got Archie Bradley should be coming off the DL pretty soon. Corbin should be back by the end of June. But there's no guarantee Corbin will be the same. So, we'll see.
You know, and when you think about it, in all honesty, with the problems that the D-backs have had with that rotation, 29-32 at this point, like Fred said, I mean, they're not out of it. However, we're obviously not expecting them to continue, but 6.5 games back at this point, I have to say I'm somewhat impressed. I mean, again, I know we're talking about a team that's under 500, but they made it very clear that they were in a rebuilding phase, and to be 29-32, they're almost competitive, Fred.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody in that division is competitive. I mean, so it's not like anybody's going to dominate. And if people think the Dodgers will dominate, they're wrong. With Ryu's not pitching this year. McCarthy, they get $48 million over 4 years. He's not pitching this year. Again, Bolsinger's pitched better than they expected, but. Brett Anderson certainly has been injury prone, so we don't know if he can go 175, 180 innings all season long. Obviously, with the A's, he wasn't able to do that. So we'll see how it works out. But I don't think anybody's going to win by five or six games in this division. I think it's going to be a two or three game spread at the end. And the Diamondbacks certainly. I think your point about Goachman, I mean, is a valid point. I mean, nobody wants to face him from the hill. I mean, he may be one of the top two or three players in baseball right now, and he can dominate. He can go into one of these streaks where nobody can get him out. So, again, I think it was a good move as far as managerial change, and I think that's proven out correctly. And Archie Bradley's coming back, and obviously he was throwing well. So I think the Diamondbacks and everybody else has a shot in this division.
Chris, anything else for us?
Arizona Rattlers are looking absolutely dominant since Nick Davila returned. I'm just curious, do you think they can four-peat?
Of course, You know, it's almost like you I've come to expect the Arizona Rattlers to be in the Arena Bowl. I don't know about Jeff or Fred, and I mean, I know you got the LA Galaxy out there, Fred. I don't know how big into arena football you are, but I really think that, you know what, it's come to the point where it's almost like the Arizona Bowl, to be honest with you, the Arizona Rattler Bowl. They're there so often. They produce a great team year in and year out. I think it's fantastic. I really do. You know, when you think about it, that's the most winning team we have here in Arizona is the Arizona Rattlers. And I, to me, it's like the Arizona Rattler Bowl, to be honest. Jeff, Fred, your thoughts?
Well, I watched the Rattlers go into Cleveland. You know, Cleveland's got minor sports championships since 1964. Sure. With the old Cleveland Crunch and the NASL and the Indoor Soccer League, but you know, they were really excited for the Gladiators when they moved from Vegas to Cleveland. The league had some problems, had to shut down for a year. I think that they lost a lot of goodwill there in Cleveland, but in Arizona, this is, you know, since Cedric Bonner, this has certainly been a team to look forward to watching, and the games are exciting if you can get into arena football.
I mean, and it's a totally different game than the NFL. It's a completely different game. Fred, have you ever gotten into arena football or no?
No. A couple years ago, I watched a few games. Never really been into it at all.
It's just a totally different game. I mean, it's not like the NFL game at all. It's totally different. The field's different, obviously. The dimensions are different. Nothing similar about the two. And you know, Chris asked me the other day about whether this guy would make a good NFL quarterback. Fred, what do you think?
I've not seen enough of him to make that decision, but it's a different world. There's a little question about that. Maybe a backup again, but I mean, there are a lot of guys who play well. A lot of guys who've played well in Canadian football or played well in arena football who could not do it in the National Football League, so the odds would be against him.
You know, but
I think one thing to consider is the width of the field. So, you know, being a high school quarterback, which means absolutely nothing. I can tell you, the hardest throws are to throw the ball 27 yards to the opposite sideline, especially when you're on the wide side of the field, and that gets taken away from the arena game. And that's so important in the NFL that you don't really get a good litmus test with quarterbacks in arena football.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Obviously, arena football—it's a different animal. I don't know if it would ever take off the way that NFL football has. It's a different crowd. Yes or no?
Well, it's been around for 30 years, and it hasn't picked up its popularity despite the surge that the NFL has gone on over the last couple of decades. So I would say that arena football has hit its ceiling. It's entertaining. They get fans in the seats. They get the arena's tenants, but it's not that big a deal.
Fred, you're more of the ultimate purist when it comes to baseball, and you know, we have the no-hitter thrown by Chris Heston the other day, fourth year in a row, by the way, from the Giants, and the only time I think that's ever happened was back in the days of Koufax, so pretty impressive to say the least. But I'm wondering, do you think the no-hitter has lost a little bit of its luster? And it seems like it happens more frequently, so the accomplishment, like horse racing, you know, I want to compare these two. You know, we didn't see a triple crown for 37 years or whatever it was, and that seemed to be, you know, a huge story for about 10 hours. It lost its luster very quickly. Has the no-hitter in baseball lost a little bit of its luster too?
No, I don't think so. I think what are we going to have, one or two all season long? How many games do you have among the 30 teams? I don't think it's lost any of its luster. I'd like to see a perfect game. That is even a bigger deal. But no, I don't think it's lost its luster. And I don't agree with you about the Triple Crown. I think 37 years is a long time. I don't think people have forgotten that after 10 hours. I think people, a lot of people pulling for American Fair.
Here's my thought on that. Here's my thought. Would it have been more exciting if the Triple Crown didn't happen and we had the conversation to talk about again next year versus us saying, well, we just had the Triple Crown guy 12 months ago? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, to me, it's like it's a bigger story if it doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, it'd be a big story if we have it back-to-back. We did in 77 and 78. And maybe we can have it in 2015 and 2016. I think it's always a big story. And, you know, up to that first race in the winter, and then you follow the winner into the second race, and you see what occurs. But again, American Pharoah won by, what, 4.5, 5 lengths. Of course, in 1973, Secretariat won by 31 lengths. So it's tough to compare. He's not Secretariat, but he's the best that we had in 2015. And if you could win 3 straight races like that, I think it's rather fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's impressive. I just think it's more exciting to talk about it as if it didn't happen, and then we have it to look forward to again. Now it's like, well, we have the Triple Crown. And like you said, hey, if it happens back-to-back, that's tremendous. That's phenomenal. But if it doesn't, then we're going to be talking about it again and again and again. And me, that's what makes it exciting, the fact that it doesn't happen, and we keep wishing it to happen. Anyways, we're going to get into NBA basketball on the other side, because we've got to figure out how the Cavaliers can make this interesting and not get gassed. Anyways, Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman and Jeff in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
If you want to improve the look of your home's interior, updating the flooring is a great place to start. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some ways to do that on a budget right after this.
Step 1. Make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step 2. Pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step 3. 2 hours later, back to your list. Step 4. Pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step 5. Go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
The floors are among the largest surface in your home, so any improvement there makes a big impact. The trick is to minimize the impact on your pocketbook. Carpet is among the least expensive flooring options, but it isn't very do-it-yourself friendly. However, you can remove the furniture and the old carpet yourself if you need to save a few bucks with the installer. If you cut the carpet and pad into smaller squares of around 3 foot by 3 foot, it's much easier to get it out of the house and dispose of it. You often need to add shoe molding after a hardwood or vinyl job, so ask the installer about reducing his price if you handle that chore yourself. And of course, if there are any paint touch-ups needed afterward, you can handle that as well. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me. He's in Phoenix as well. Fred Wallen is also with us. He's in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or @ Dorf on Sports. and shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Okay, I got a few things on my mind about the NBA Finals and the series that's happening. Okay, so Steve Kerr the other day addresses the media and says, there's not going to be any change in our lineup and this and that. And I sort of saw the guy talking out of the side of his mouth. And I said to myself, I'm calling him on this one. He's making a change. Later on that game, yes, the change was made. Iguodala gets in the starting lineup. Andrew Bogut no longer in that starting lineup. So he flat out lied to the media. Do you have any problem with the way that Steve Kerr handled it? And then after the game, he apologizes for lying and says, well, if I tell you this and that and the other, then I might as well just go tell David Blatt what I'm going to do. Does he owe it to us to tell us the truth, or do you like the fact that he was lying? Fred, you first.
No, I think it just comes with the territory, certainly in the NHL. All week long, we've been hearing the same thing from Coach Cooper of Tampa. Would his goaltender play? Would his goaltender not play? Whatever the case might be. I just think it comes with the territory, and I think...
You know what, though? In that one, Fred, his goaltender is at least hurt. There's a reason why John Cooper has to make decisions with Bishop or the youngster. In this case, it was a guy flat-out lying. There's no reason why Andrew Bogut wasn't in the starting lineup other than the fact that he's been somewhat ineffective.
Well, but I mean, first of all, you're not going to give anything away to the other team. And it's like Army spying. I mean, you just keep it inside. You don't put it out to the rest of the world, what you're going to do. You want to shock the other side. You want to surprise the other side. I think people understand that. That comes with the territory. And you know, he could apologize after the fact, but he'll do it again if it happens tomorrow. I mean,
sure.
Because that's just the way it is in sports, and it sort of has to be that way. I mean, what he's going to give Cleveland a chance to think about the changes that the Warriors are making. Why would you give the Cavs a chance? Why would you give the Cavs an opportunity until it happens right on the court when you see the different starting lineup, the smaller lineup? So what I'm saying is that, I don't hold it against him. I'm not a big, first of all, they won 51 games last year and 67 this year. So, I mean, they've been a good team for the last couple of years. I think Steve Kerr is doing a good job, but I mean, I thought Mark Jackson did a very good job too. And I got to give him a lot of credit because when he does the games on ESPN, he gives the Warriors and Kerr a lot of credit. It's awfully tough for somebody who lost his job after winning 51, I think, to do. So I think it's been a very interesting series. And for those of you out there who think that LeBron won't score near 40 later today at 5 o'clock Pacific time, I think you're wrong. I think he'll score close to 40 again. And he just had an off night a couple of nights ago, and he's had an extra day of rest. And I gave Cleveland a pretty good shot to win this game even on the road.
You know what? Fatigue really set in the other day. You know, I mean, ultimately, David Blatt is playing seven guys. You know, he has the ability to lengthen that bench a little bit. And this is where I want to get Jeff's take. You know, he's got guys like Sean Marion. Again, he's old. However, he does have a lot of playoff experience. Mike Miller, old, a lot of playoff experience. Perk, old, can't move. Again, a lot of playoff experience. Could he use those guys for a couple, 3 minutes, 5 minutes here and there to spell LeBron, to spell Matthew Dellavedova, to spell Tristan Thompson, Mozgov, who looked like unbelievable the other day? He was dominating the game like Will Chamberlain would dominate the other day. And they let him have his. However, they shut down LeBron, who, you know, was fatigued. Again, I'm watching that game, and I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, he just doesn't have it in the tank tonight. Dellavedova doesn't have it in the tank. They just look slow. They look fatigued. They look tired. They looked everything like they put everything they had into the previous games, and they literally had nothing. The extra day of rest is going to be huge. You're going to see a much different Cavalier team, I would think, today than you did the other day. They had that extra day of rest. They get more fluids. They get more hydration. I think they're going to be ready to go, and I agree with you. I think they're going to play a great game. Whether they win or not, you know, we'll find out several hours from now. But, Jeff, your thoughts. David Blatt needs to figure out a way to spell those guys here and there for a minute or two just to give them an extra minute of rest. He's got to expand that bench, yes or no?
In theory, that'd be great, but there's just not a lot in the cupboard, quite frankly. Sean Marion's reportedly dealing with a hamstring injury, I believe.
Calf and hamstring.
Yeah, calf and hamstring. So, you know, it's difficult for him to get on the floor. Even when he was healthy this season, he wasn't putting the biscuit in the basket. This isn't the Matrix of old. You got to give it to guys like Mike Miller and James Jones, you know, kind of taking a page out of the deli book and diving for loose balls, trying to save possessions, trying to preserve clock and things like that. It's just, you know what, the Kevin Love injury means you don't have spacing. The Kyrie Irving injury means you don't have anybody to play on the ball besides LeBron. I mean, Dele's just, you know, I commend the effort, but he's just not the guy that you want bringing the ball up the floor in the NBA Finals. And quite frankly, Shump and J.R. Smith have to hit their shots from the outside. You know, Tristan Thompson's carrying the workload, trying to grab the rebounds, but you know, the fatigue is setting in with him too, and the fatigue set in with LeBron James. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the Cavaliers to win another game in the series. You know, we've seen a Herculean effort from LeBron James, but how many times can he do it?
That's a great question. I mean, look, he's done it twice, and like you said, I think it's tough. I think I'm learning a lot, though, about LeBron James, and I'll be honest with you, I'm finding myself liking him more and more. You know, I was a little bit upset with the way that he left, and, you know, obviously a huge show, and then going back to Cleveland, and I've had a lot of time to think about it, and I really think this guy is genuine. I really do. I thought the interview with him and Dwayne Wade the other night, you know, after they won a tough one, game three, I thought that interview was so genuine, so honest. You know, he's talking about himself and he's saying, you know, I'm doing what I have to do right now because of the situation. And I'll be honest with you, I found what LeBron said the other day to Dwayne Wade to be refreshing. I felt it to be honest. I felt it to be genuine. And I thought it was pretty cool that he was kind of just laying it all out there on the line. And I've come to really appreciate what LeBron does for his teammates, what he's done for the city of Cleveland and Akron, Ohio. It means a lot to this guy to go home. And I don't know. I've got a soft spot all of a sudden for him because I truly find the guy to be maturing right before our eyes. He's become a different guy. He's not that same young, cocky kid. He's a grown man. He's got a family, and he knows what's important to him. And the city of Cleveland is very important to him, and he really wants so badly to bring a championship. I don't know if he's going to get it done this year because of the situation, but I'll tell you what. He deserves so much love and respect from everybody for the job that he's done. And I truly think he's become a man right before our very eyes, Fred.
He's certainly a man of high character. I got to tell you, I got to eat some crow on this because I spent 4 years saying he burnt the bridge. I don't want him back. And I'll tell you what, July 11th, 2014, my birthday, he came out very humbly with the Sports Illustrated article. And he's done nothing but charm me ever since. I truly believe he's a man of high character. And even if he doesn't get it done, he certainly deserves a standing ovation for everything he's done throughout this season and in these playoffs through all the adversity, losing Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, Fred, I mean, you cannot question this guy's hunger, his desire, and his will to win. It's unbelievable. And again, I have found an amazing respect for this guy with the run that he's put together. And, you know, he needed Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and that's what people said. Well, I think he's proved he can do it on his own, Fred.
Well, first of all, he's more than just a physical athlete. He's a very smart athlete. And he, and for all intents and purposes, is coaching this team. So I think people have to understand that. I mean, he is...
Yeah.
The coach on the court. So beyond being the most physically talented athlete in basketball, he's one of the smartest basketball players. You talk about basketball IQ, he'd be near the top. I mean, I just see him knowing what to do most of the time. He knows right now that he has to control the ball most of the way for this team to have any shot. And it's because he's played this game his entire life. He's grown up with this game. He knows the game. And he also knows that David Blatt is new to this game. You know, you can win in Europe. You can win in Israel. That doesn't mean you can win in the NBA. And LeBron basically is coaching this team as well as playing on this team.
No, I agree, man. LeBron James has shown me so much. And you know what? It's good to admit, Jeff, on your part, you know, hey, you didn't want the guy back, but you've seen how much it means to him to do this for the city of Cleveland and to give back to those blue collar people that work so hard and have to go out and make an honest living. And it's just such a different lifestyle than it is that we've come to love out here. I'm in the Southwest, you know, look, it's easy, man. This is like living in paradise. It really is. You know, Cleveland, they've got bad weather, they've got rain, they've got all kinds of things that make you not want to go out and perform. But at the end of the day, man, it's been really fun. It's been a lot of fun. It's been exciting. It's been something more than I could have ever imagined watching this playoff run by LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I've really found a soft spot in my heart for him. And I truly think he's matured beyond our eyes and beyond his years. And you know what? I think he regrets a lot of what happened years ago, Jeff and Fred. I think he does. I really do. And you know, this is his way of showing where he gives his heart and his soul for that team and that city. And you know what? If they don't get it done, you can't say he didn't try. I mean, it's unbelievable, the effort. And we'll just see how it all shakes out, man. They got a few more games, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, so be it. But the fact of the matter is that he's there repeatedly, year in and year out. And that, to me, shows this guy is great. This guy is greatness. And we should just appreciate what we watch instead of sitting here trying to compare him with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and different eras. It's a different game. It's a different time. The players aren't as good up and down that roster as they used to be. But he is by far the biggest shining star there is out there, Fred. And amazing how this guy plays the game of basketball. It really is.
Yeah, and he's coaching the team too. And let's not forget that.
I mean, hey, David Blatt is doing something. I mean, in the locker room the other day, I was impressed. I'd never seen that guy that adamant, that vocal, and talking about how they're putting more effort out there, and we've got to have better effort than them because that's what we got. And he's right, man. That's what they have. They out-effort everybody. Anyways, we're up against it. We got one final segment left. We're going to wrap it up. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere again. Remember, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Twitter, at Dorf on Sports, and by Jeff Rich. Fred's email, sportsfred@aol.com. Keep it close, everybody. One final segment coming up here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, everybody. Final segment here today on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for hanging out with us. Fred Wallen, as always, I appreciate you taking time out. Jeff Rich, I appreciate you taking time out with me each and every Sunday. I know you guys got better things to do with your time, but for some reason or another, you seem to like sharing it with me on Sunday, and I truly appreciate it. Fred, before we let you go today, what's burning on your mind about this world of sports? And are you into this World Cup qualifier stuff or no?
It's pretty tough to be into a 0-0 push as it was two nights ago. I tried to watch it, honest to God, on Fox. I really tried to watch it. It's impossible. I mean, half the game is playing at midfield. And if you're playing at midfield, there's no way to score, barring a miracle, which we saw, of course, in the hockey game, the first goal for Chicago on Saturday night. But anyways, the point is, am I into it? No. And I try to watch it. They got to make it more exciting. And right now, it's a defensive thing, and I'm sure the U.S. will move forward. I think they play Tuesday again. And Hope Solo, I'm sure, is still beating up her relatives. And I don't know what else to say.
Hey, Jeff, what about you? You know, we talked about World Cup soccer when it happened a couple of years ago. How do you feel about the qualifiers? Are you getting into this stuff or no?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. I noticed that the Women's World Cup's going on up in Canada, and the U.S. Women's National Team pulled one out during the week, during the preliminary round. So I guess we have that to be excited about, or we could just read a book or do yard work or anything.
Yeah. Hey, look, I think we're all on the same page, and I don't know what's the difference, Fred, for you watching a 1-0 baseball game for 3 hours or watching a 1-0 soccer game for an hour and a half. So let's get into that next week, because I want to find out from you what the difference is on that. But anyways, been a great show today, guys. Really appreciate you taking time out. For Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making everything possible, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Have a great week, everybody.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.